Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Should women in Iowa be able to give birth in their homes with the assistance of a licensed, certified, professional midwife? A local woman and many others think so, but there's opposition in the state legislature. Let's go in depth with Megan Sir with Friends of Iowa Midwives from Knoxville. So Megan, how long have you been a doula?
I have been doing birth work as a doula for 21 years.
So lots of babies in that time.
Lots of babies in that time.
Dozens, 100?
More than 100.
More than 100.
Yeah, for many years.
For many years also, you've been in working with the legislature for a variety of purposes, mainly helping home births and midwives and doulas and women to work together to bring babies into the world.
That's right. For 6 years, I have actively worked on bringing legislation and licensure and legalization to our home birth midwives, specifically the certified professional midwife. We've run legislation for 14 years, and personally, I myself have worked on that for 6 years.
Right, and why do you think legislation is needed?
Currently, in the current system, families can have their babies at home to a midwife that is a nurse midwife. However, we only have coverage of nurse midwives in out-of-hospital birth in Iowa City and in Des Moines, so the rest of the state is bare. Women are allowed to have babies at home, and they can ask their neighbor to come and catch the baby, but they cannot hire a professional midwife that's skilled, trained, and educated in the birth scenario throughout the state. So in legislation, we're asking for licensure of our certified professional midwives who already come to us fully certified, trained, and educated, and they'd like to be legal and licensed. Currently, right now in Iowa, they are charged with felony offenses for practicing medicine without a license or practicing nursing without a license. And so when they have these felony charges brought against them, they go through the court system. And then once those court cases are decided, many times they're dismissed, and the costs go back to you and I, the taxpayer. A much cheaper, more effective way to do that would be to license the midwives, give them a board of midwifery that could investigate any questions that came up, and they could work through a board system rather than through a court system.
I guess I better lay out to the listeners in our audience that both of my kids were born with the assistance of midwives.
As well as mine.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well.
In most cases, yes. We had a new study done in January 2014 that was done in the U.S. that covered nearly 17,000 home births, and the results came back with 94% of those being successful vaginal births with less than a 5% cesarean rate. And when you compare those home birth rates to qualified midwives to our hospital rates, there's quite a difference. Also, the research shows that now 1 in 90 Caucasian women are choosing to have their babies at home, be it assisted with a midwife or unassisted. So this is continuing to grow. It's not going away. And we have more and more families choosing this throughout our state.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Megan Sir with Friends of Iowa Midwives. Okay, so what is okay and legal to do in Des Moines and Iowa City is a criminal offense in the rest of the state?
We only have certified midwives that are practicing, nurse midwives in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, or Iowa City and Des Moines, that can practice home birth. We don't have nurse midwives throughout the rest of the state covering that area. And the reason is those nurse midwives are typically trained in a hospital environment. Many of them sign a contract with their hospital, and so they're bound by that hospital contract and are not serving the home birth clientele. So the rest of the babies that are being born at home throughout the state are being done by direct entry midwives or certified professional midwives. And that's being done quietly underground.
Quietly underground?
Yes.
How's that happening? Just
Well, I get calls nearly every week from a family looking for access to midwives throughout the state. Sometimes I can help, and sometimes I can't. Many times these women have to go into Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, or Missouri to find access to midwives.
And so all the states around us have, it's okay?
Some of the states.
Some of the states.
28 states are legal and licensed. Iowa is not one of them. But Missouri is legal. Minnesota is legal, and Wisconsin is legal.
I see. Okay. But it's a general trend toward more legalization across the country?
Yes, and more licensure as well. When we have licensure, women can then use access to insurance if they'd like. Without being licensed, midwives cannot accept insurance. And also, it assumes a certain level of safety and regulation that the certified professional midwives have to have as part of their national requirement. So in putting together a board and licensing regulations, we know that these midwives are trained. We can guarantee that they have done their 3 to 5 years of training and education and have already sat for their national board exam. And we'd prefer to go that method rather than just have it underground quietly.
And so the insurance companies don't have a problem with it. It's the law in Iowa?
Yes. The insurance companies have no problem with this. Right now, nurse midwives can accept insurance at home if their clients have insurance. Now, there's so few of them that we'd like to have more midwives that practice at home. And those midwives, the certified professional midwives, could accept insurance if they were legal and licensed.
And you're pushing hard for this in the legislature this year.
We are. We've done things really nicely for about 14 years. Sometimes we make it through a subcommittee and to full committee. We've even made it to our debate day on the floor and have gotten stalled out there. Every time we run this, there's always some reason why we can't proceed. This year happens to be that it's a short session. Also that they don't want to do anything that's controversial. They don't like creating new licensing boards. And then there's just general safety concerns, but they don't really want to read the research either. So we're pushing a little bit harder this year because we have done this for 14 years. And every year they say, just come back next year. And we've done that every year. In 1999, we had a scope of review practice done, and that scope of review was done by the Iowa legislature. And they determined at that time, in 1999, that our midwives should be legal and licensed. However, we've not ever been able to get that done.
I guess I don't understand why. It's this general trajectory. Women want it. It's safe. It produces results that are very good. I guess I don't understand the objections. And you just listed a few of them.
Right. In Iowa, we have 79 licensure boards, so creating one more is not really that big of a deal, but the Republicans have really pulled back and said we don't want to create any more licensures. We don't want any more boards. Well, that would be fine if this wasn't something that's a healthcare-related concern. And also, the cost of going through court systems is not cheap to us here in Iowa. A 2-year court trial that just finished up, we get to pay for. So I don't understand that excuse that they don't want to create a licensure board. Safety, I understand safety concerns. I myself was concerned about safety, but the research is out there. The studies have been done year after year. And realistically, it's so safe for women to typically have babies that many of them are actually just doing it unassisted at home on their own. Birth is just inherently safe. Now, these women that choose home births are typically low risk. High risk, absolutely, they need to be in a hospital with an obstetrician, but low risk, normal physiological birth needs observation via a midwife at home, and that's just fine for most families that want to choose this.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Megan Sir with Friends of Iowa Midwives. Women have been helping women give birth since the beginning of time.
Right.
And so actually, the whole hospital setting kind of demands is a recently developing phenomenon, right?
It is. And within 150 years, the government came in and flushed out all of the midwives and replaced them with all obstetricians. And they cut out the midwives because they were cheaper, and they weren't quite as medicalized as the obstetricians were. So there was a time when things shifted in birth. And we've only been doing births in hospitals for a short time. About the same time as the midwives were run out, we started to see better outcomes for moms and babies. And many people said that that was safety of the hospital location, when in fact it was really nutrition and sanitary conditions, and we were just being healthier as a human race at that time. So to get our midwives back on board, we're really struggling. This is constantly a struggle in each state that has done this. There's always opposition from medical societies and nurses associations. But truly, when you look down at the research, there's really no question that women are allowed to do this and should have access to that kind of midwife.
Well, if women are going ahead and doing it, by not letting them have access, they're actually putting more women at risk.
Absolutely. Yes, and legalizing and licensing our midwives actually brings the level of safety to light. The midwives that have been prosecuted for felony charges have not come because of a bad outcome, which is really important for our listeners to know. It's not because there was a bad outcome. It's because there was just an interested party within the state that pursued that midwife. So the outcomes are really good. The care is really good. The women enjoy using those services. The mother-baby bond is actually a little bit stronger after home births. And the follow-up care with our midwives is exponentially greater than what you get at the hospital system.
Well, now you've got me thinking that some poor girl, 20 years old or 18 or whatever, without a nickel and without insurance, not wanting to go and get the big bill, might want to use the midwife, huh?
They might want to use a midwife, yeah. We also see that this is also a privilege issue. Women that can afford to use midwives have easier access, because many of the midwives do require a cash payment out of pocket. They don't accept insurance right now. So we do find that there are a lot of women that cannot access the midwives due to cost as well. Even though it's much cheaper, they don't have access as often as some of us do.
How do our legislators stand on this?
Well, this is something that we've had 32 co-sponsors in previous years, Democrat and Republican. This crosses all lines. Our current legislators, Representative Hartzell, filed a midwifery bill at the beginning of the session and would be in support of that. Representative Guy Vanderlinden sits on the state government committee and has decided not to move that bill forward. He doesn't find the interest in the community. He doesn't think that women really are asking for this, and he's not so sure about safety standards, despite the information that we've given him. So at this time, he doesn't have any interest in bringing this forward. And what our goal at Friends of Iowa Midwives and Iowa Birth Organization is to access our grassroots supporters and ask them to contact their local representatives and their local senators to ask them to move the bill forward. And this is a little more aggressive than we've been in the past. Usually once they tell us they don't want to do something, we kind of let it go. But I think that's also the problem. They just assume that we're quietly just going to go away and that this is not going to be an issue anymore. But every year we come right back, and it's the same tired excuses every single year. So we really are activating our grassroots memberships and the people throughout the state. I work for consumers, so we're activating the consumers throughout the state to contact their legislators that don't want to bring this forward and ask them to move it.
Well, I guess I am sort of naive on the whole legislative process. Is I don't want to bring something forward, so it isn't going for a vote.
No.
I mean, it's not even letting our representatives decide if you don't bring it forward.
No, it goes through a subcommittee of three people first, and the chair of that subcommittee gets to decide if they want to schedule a meeting or not. And if that chair doesn't want to schedule a meeting for that, the bill's dead. If you do schedule a meeting and get two out of three signatures supporting the information, then you can move the bill forward to a full committee. And the full committee can have a decision on whether or not they take the vote on that bill. Guy Vanderlinden is the leader of that full committee, and he's asked his membership to not move that bill. So that means the subcommittee that it was assigned to essentially doesn't have to happen, and then he doesn't have to bring it forward, and then no one gets to vote on that over there. We also have the same process in the Senate. And the important deadlines happen at the end of this week. Friday is the first funnel, which is a self-imposed deadline where all of the bills, they either live or die during that funnel week. If they advance out of a full committee, then they stay alive and you can continue to work on them. If they don't make it out of a subcommittee and a full committee by that first week, the bill is dead for the session. The interesting thing about legalization and licensure acts, however, is that they truly are not bound by funnel and can be exempt from funnel. So you never know when this might pop up again during the session. So even though the legislators don't want to move it this week during a very busy week, we could still have our supporters contacting the folks to ask them to continue to move that bill during this session.
Well, this interview is taking Wednesday, and I'm thinking, boy, I'm a little late with this. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Again, it's a legalization and licensure issue, and those can always come back up. Also, there are ways around different amendments and attaching something to other drafts, and if there's an appropriation or funding with that bill, then that doesn't go through funnel week either. But these are just truly self-imposed deadlines that the legislators have imposed themselves. They bumped it up by a couple of weeks this year because they would like to get back out and campaign earlier. So the legislators themselves have bumped up the funnel date and really condensed the session so they can go back out and campaign early. They want to be out of there by April, the 1st of April.
So if you feel strongly about this, think it should happen, contact your legislator.
Absolutely. Contact your legislator. Representative Guy Vanderlinden covers the Pella and Oskaloosa district. He's a representative for that district. Also, Representative Greg Hartzell. You can reach out to him as a sponsor as well and ask him to move the bill. And then just anywhere throughout the state, feel free to contact your senator or your representatives and ask them to move the midwifery bill forward.
Thanks to Megan Sir for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.